The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. MS patients in U.S. can lack key insurance coverage, survey warns. Most people with multiple sclerosis or MS in the U.S. have health insurance, but many lack important other types of insurance, such as life insurance, short-term disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, according to an online survey of patients. Its findings suggest that MS patients who are likely to be more vulnerable to gaps in coverage, namely those with progressive disease, as well as those who are not employed or generally in poor health, are particularly likely to lack these insurance types. These results will help inform health care providers about the importance of these types of insurance and highlight the need for patient advocates and wellness organizations to target educational interventions about these insurance types, the researchers wrote. Results were in the study, assessing access to five types of insurance by people with multiple sclerosis using a cross-sectional online survey, published in the International Journal of MS Care. This research was partly funded by the National MS Society. Most people are aware of the need for health insurance, but there are other types of insurance that are also important that may be less well known. These typically cover areas that health insurance doesn't, like long-term personal care. In the U.S., most people access health and other types of insurance through employment, the study noted, so that losing a job can put a person at risk for becoming uninsured. This is especially a concern for a disabling disease like MS, where the disease itself may make gainful employment difficult or impossible. Having a chronic and disabling condition such as MS can also make it difficult to get new insurance. Federal programs like Social Security Disability Insurance, or SSDI, which provides coverage to disabled individuals who have worked and paid Social Security taxes, may help to close gaps in coverage. However, not all are aware of these programs or take full advantage of them, and those who are may not be aware of waiting periods or limitations on benefits, the researchers wrote. For these reasons, it's important to understand how people with MS are insured and to identify gaps in coverage that might put people at risk. A team led by scientists at Cleveland Clinic conducted an online survey among MS patients in the U.S. to better understand their insurance status. In total, 2,507 people responded to the survey. Respondents' mean age was 53.5 years. Most were female, 82.9%, white, 91.2%, married, 69.5%, had relapse-remitting MS, 66.6%, and a disease duration of at least 16 years, 52.1%. Nearly half were not employed or retired due to disability, 46.5%, while about a third were employed full-time, or 32%. Most respondents described themselves as being in good health, 42%. Nearly all, 96.3%, had health insurance, 38.6% were insured through public sources, and 75.3% through private sources. Some individuals had both public and private. About two-thirds of the respondents, or 65%, had obtained their current health insurance after being diagnosed with MS. Because so few respondents did not have health insurance, the researchers were unable to perform analyses to look for factors associated with a higher likelihood of being uninsured. Over half of the respondents also had life insurance. Most had purchased life insurance privately. Nonetheless, statistical analyses showed that individuals who were employed or married were significantly more likely to have life insurance. Life insurance was also more common among younger respondents and non-Hispanics. Compared to health and life insurances, far fewer respondents had short-term disability insurance, 18.1%. This type of insurance meant to protect against income loss over a specified time period was especially uncommon among people with progressive types of MS. Those who lacked short-term disability income were in worse overall health and with more aggressive disease, suggesting the importance of having protections from short and long-term absences from work, the researchers wrote. This poses a potential hazard to individuals with MS because there is a mandatory 5-month wait period before SSDI eligibility begins. For those who did have short-term disability insurance, the vast majority got it through an employer. Consistently, statistical analyses showed that people who are employed were significantly more likely to have short-term disability insurance. Married individuals were also more likely to have this insurance type, regardless of employment status. The least common type of insurance was long-term care insurance, held by 9.7% of respondents. Statistical analyses showed that this insurance type, which covers care costs generally not covered by other insurance, was most common among people who were employed, age 60 or older, and who reported themselves to be in good overall health. Notably, about 3/4 of the respondents met the criteria to be eligible for SSDI. Of these patients, however, less than half were receiving those benefits. Broadly, the researchers concluded that MS patients who lacked short-term disability and long-term care insurance were more likely to have progressive disease and to report being in fair to poor health and not employed full-time. As a result, individuals who could be considered to be at the greatest risk for intermittent lost wages in early adulthood and are most likely to need subsequent personal care assistance are at the greatest risk for not having coverage, the researchers wrote. Healthcare providers can direct patients to nonprofit agencies that provide education about insurance and emphasize that others with MS have obtained these insurance types after their diagnosis, they added. The National MS Society provides useful information about insurance at nationalmssociety.org.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by John Connor, Fall Down, Get Up Again. Be warned, another column all about my MS and me. Many years ago, I thrust myself into the Edinburgh International Festival. For the many who have never heard of it, it's the largest arts festival in the world, encompassing theater, mime, dance, comedy, film, books, and sometimes even a splash of opera. For some reason, I even sat through a 3-hour Japanese operatic interpretation of Macbeth. It was quite spectacular, replete with a blossom-dropping orchard, for the final scene where Macbeth's severed head is delivered to the new king. I got that bit. I was in Edinburgh to cover comedy and theater for the hip New London magazine I worked for. I'd gotten a bit excited with my first ever journalist accreditation. I was 24 and got into everything for free, unless it was a sellout. That was never going to happen to a 3-hour Japanese operatic interpretation of Macbeth. What's this got to do with MS? I'm getting there. This is just a bit of scene setting. Comedy was my first love, and in the early 80s, we were in the beginnings of a scene that would change entertainment in the United Kingdom. Racist and sexist comedy was about to be ritually slaughtered. That move was very late compared to the United States. The idea to follow their lead had started in the head of a maverick agent life insurance salesman after a visit to Los Angeles. So for American readers, ta. Every comic at the 1983 festival would gather at practically the only late-night bar in town. It also was a late-night stand-up show, hence the rare extended liquor license back then. It was a small, thin, rectangular space filled with comedy performers and the smattering of agents and journalists who would sniff this wind of change. It was like being stuffed in a rush-hour London tube train, only with beer and incessant smoking. I quickly worked out that the majority of performers were only interested in talking about themselves. It was narcissists a-go-go. I gravitated to the ones who didn't, at least didn't so much. Writing a column about MS is a sort of license to bang on about my various ills, so please forgive me. You've got enough of your own to deal with. Still, It maybe means I don't go on about my MS to my dear wife, Jane. At least not in an unrelenting, dreary monotone. I have you. I'll try to keep it brief. Hopefully I've rambled interestingly enough to hold your attention. I was hoping this week's report from the front line of my bedroom office was actually going to be light and airy. Instead, trigeminal neuralgia, or TN, planned a sleeping surprise on Monday morning. So early it was still dark outside. 3 a.m. I woke up in screaming agony. I'd have sat bolt upright if I still could. I realized I had to control it somehow so I wouldn't wake everybody. See, I do think of my family. Opening my mouth, finally something I'm good at, seemed to help. I could dismiss the pain enough to slip in the epilepsy drug, oxcarbazepine, and muscle relaxant, baclofen, which helped with TN. The trouble was I had to swallow them every 2 hours to get through the night. The same thing happened the next night. I decided to head it off at the nerve by taking extra drugs. This worked. Now the slightest twinge woke me, but at least I could dose myself with helpful glugs of water. The only trouble, dear reader, is that your dear writer now sees double. I have to slip a patch over my glasses. The patch came, for some reason, from Japan. Maybe this affliction has hit their aging population. It's also, dear reader, had me lifting copy styles from North Korea. Don't take drugs.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.